Welcome to the Sita Life Devotion. I'm Chris Franz. Many years ago, I stood fascinated looking at a handprint on a sidewalk. It was so permanent. It was in the concrete. And the first thing that came to my mind was, how can I put my handprint in that sidewalk? I would like to put a mark that lasts forever. I don't know why I really wanted to do that. I guess it's just that deep ingrained desire that we all have to leave a lasting mark, something that will remind everybody about us, even when we're gone. I asked a young man that was standing nearby, I said, how can you make a mark like this in the concrete? He obviously didn't know, but not wanting to look ignorant, he gave me his idea of how it could be done. He said, just put your hand in the same place every day, and after a while, you will get a mark there. So, being just an eight-year-old, young little guy, I began to try his strategy. Every day, I would put my hand in the same place and but nothing changed. Even after a long time, nothing changed. So finally, I just gave up trying. Later on, when I started working with concrete, I found out that, hey, concrete has a curing time of 24 to 48 hours. If you want to leave a mark, you've got to get in the right window. That there's just a window of opportunity, a period of time where you can make a mark. If you don't do it during that time, you can't make that mark anymore. Unless, of course, you use machines, but as a little guy, you don't have those things. But you know, so many people want to make a mark with their lives. They want to be remembered as someone special. They set up monuments to themselves. I've seen monuments set up in many parts of the world. Monuments that people have set up to remind everybody of themselves. You can see it in Hollywood. People buy stars with their and have their name put on it so that they will be remembered. Their star is on the streets of Hollywood. We are interesting in that way. We want to make a difference and we want people to remember us. But how can we really make a significant, eternal mark? You've got to get into God's window of opportunity. You know, God only knows one day, and that is today. The Bible says in Hebrews 3, verse 15, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your hearts. God knows one day, and that is today. You know, if you don't get right with God today, the truth is, you never will. The concrete of life will set, and you will never go back. The truth is, if you don't start a prayer life today, you will never have a prayer life. Because you will always say, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll start praying tomorrow. If you don't have a daily time in the Word of God today, you will never have time in the Word of God. God only knows one day, and that is today. So what you decide to do for God today is extremely significant because this is the only day you have. You don't know if tomorrow is coming. God knows one day in your life, and that is today. What are you going to do today? What is the one thing that you will change with God's help today? That you're going to say, God, I refuse to go living on this way. I don't want to have a mediocre mark left because of my life. I want to make an eternal mark that will really make a difference in this generation. If that's your desire, there's one day to make. This is the window of opportunity. This is the setting time of the concrete. The mark that you make today is the mark that you will live for all eternity. I'm Chris Franz, and I wish you God's rich blessings as you pursue Him. Amen.